Life Audio. Hi, friends. Welcome to Breathe, the Stressless Podcast. I'm your host, Bonnie Gray, and I just want to welcome you to exhale. Take a deep breath and exhale the stress because you are here to get renewed, and it's your time to breathe in God's promises, exhale your stress, grab a soul care tip that's practical action you can take so you can lower stress. This time of the year is all about rain that's coming in. Here in California, about 2 weeks ago, we had our first taste of rain. And I actually love it. I love how the rain comes in. It seems to wash all the dry dustiness. And I love taking a morning walk as my prayer time. And it's just so smells wonderfully fresh along the trail.
Hi, everyone. If you've been injured in an accident that was not your fault, listen up. We have legal professionals standing by to answer your questions for free. Call now and find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth. Call 800-497-4410. I'm here with spokesman John Wolf. So, John, tell everyone listening who should call right now.
Well, Maria, first off, thank you for having me here. It's always nice to answer the listeners' questions. Now, as far as who should call in, anyone who's been injured in an accident and think you deserve compensation, give us a call right now. 800-497-4410. You'll find out if you have a case and how much it's potentially worth.
Thanks, John. You heard it, folks. Take advantage of this opportunity and call now. 800-497-4410.
Advertisement sponsored by Legal Help Center may not be available in all states.
We also have some of our friends over in Florida, the other coast of the United States, who are going through a lot of trepidation because there are some storms that are coming in. And so people are preparing for the onslaught of really, really heavy rain. So I'm curious, for the season that you are in, what are you facing? Are you facing some storms of stress and you're preparing your heart to walk through those storms? Or maybe you have the slow drip of rain of stress that kind of over time, it can wear you down. God has wonderful encouragement for us. And one of the things that brought me back to a summer trip we took, I want to tell you about, it's going to illustrate for us that God's grace will always be available for us in the time we need it. We definitely want to have the grace stacked up. Like, you know, remember when we first had the pandemic, everybody was rushing out to get that toilet paper. People were hoarding it and just among other paper products. But it's almost like we have this natural response to fear of not having enough. When we're going through a hard time or we know something difficult is coming ahead, it's our natural human response to think, am I going to have enough to make it through? Am I going to be enough? Well, God is going to show us in this time we have together, this pause, that He is enough for us and He will provide what we need. He understands that we worry, but we can reinvigorate our souls to remind ourselves that God, looking back, has always provided for us and God is faithful. He will not change. I would love to invite you to, if you are a writer, do you love to write? Do you love to journal? You must have a story to share. Maybe you have made it through a storm season in your life and you want to talk about how God has brought you through. Well, I am speaking at a writer's conference and it's free. I want you to hop on over to my website and it will share the link. You can click for a free Flourish Writers Conference. I'm going to be talking about how to get over writer's block. I'm going to talk about how to combat that inner critic that pops out whenever you want to write your story, whether it's self-publishing or for your own book. So come over to thebonniegray.com and you'll see a post on my website that will give you a link to the Flourish Writers Conference. And when you click on that link, you'll be able to get in free. So if you or somebody you know that wants to write a book, has it in them a passion to write and share God's story in them, please come join me along with many, many other speakers free. So again, go to thebonniegray.com. Now, if you're in my newsletter, you will also receive an email with that link that will get you free access. Sign up for my newsletter at thebonniegray.com/subscribe. thebonniegray.com/subscribe. Your story matters and it's free here in October. Now, during the summer, I talked about this on previous episodes, our family went to Grand Canyon for the first time. It's like a 14-16 hour drive from the Bay Area. We decided we wanted to go to the Lower Antelope Canyon. I'd never been there before. When I was growing up, we did not go anywhere for our family vacations. We lived below the poverty line, and that would be like a big luxury to go anywhere. I didn't get the opportunity. So by God's grace, I had always prayed. I said, God, if I ever have a family of my own and was able to have children, I would love to take them to the Grand Canyon. And since we're there, we went to the Lower Antelope Canyon. There's these beautiful ripples of red sandstone walls in Page, Arizona. And so as we took our two teenage boys there, the golden sunlight just reflected these ripples of red sandstone. And as we walked through the corridors of the sculpted beauty, our guide told us that years before, a sudden flash flood made its way through the narrow slot canyon floor. 11 unsuspecting hikers had been lost that day. Now, the thought that you could be happily hiking along a canyon in a canyon without the slightest clue that a deadly storm was brewing upstream was scary. It was scary to me that something totally unexpected could completely alter the journey that you're on from good to bad. And it brought me back to a time in my life when I was caught in my own flash flood of discouragement and loss. And so I just really want to ask you, friend, are you facing your own moment of where maybe you're just happily, peacefully surviving the pandemic and getting through parenting, or if you're single, through your work, your day job, and or ministry, and suddenly, unexpectedly, a flash flood of discouragement and loss took you by surprise, just knocked you off your feet, and you never saw it coming? Well, God has a promising word for us, and it comes to us from another story. And this is why I love the Bible. I just love God's word because I read it as God's love letters to us. He's sharing with us all the stories he's walked through with people, and God is walking through a story with you, and your story is worthy. You are worthy. And one of the things that happened in this story that we read about comes to us from a widow in Zarephath. Did I say that correctly? I did mention I'm a writer, right? I know that this story, Zarephath, widow at Zarephath, Elijah was sent to this widow and she only had enough flour and oil for one meal left. Maybe you're feeling that way. You're looking at your resources. You're looking at your energy level. You're looking at your health or your finances. I don't know what that challenge is for you, but you may be thinking, God, I don't have enough to make it through this season. I don't know where the help is going to come from. Well, God miraculously replenished her supply one meal at a time. If you're familiar with this passage, this story, it's from 1 Kings chapter 17. Now, what's interesting is whenever I read a story, I'm always asking a lot of questions. And one question I had is, well, why didn't God just give her a big sack of flour? Why did God have to just replenish her flour one meal at a time? That seems so stressful. So, you know, sometimes I know when we pray for God to give us peace and resolution with whatever challenge you're facing, I know for myself, I'm always asking God for like a really, really big resolution or fix or a big answer. And it's harder when God just answers us one day at a time, isn't it? We know when we encourage one another to trust God one day at a time, but the actual experience of walking through may be a little more difficult. Yet God, we see even with this widow who had to care for her son, God only extended the flour one jar at a time. So God met their need, just one need at a time. Dear friend, whatever you're going through, God is going to be faithful to meet our needs, meet your need, one step at a time. So I was just curious, what is it that God is meeting you one step at a time? What is that one thing he's meeting? Even though maybe it doesn't fill up the whole picture, what is that one word of encouragement or one event or one, I call them God's love notes. It reminds me of something that the author of Hebrews tells us, and this is our power verse for this week and for this day. Therefore, let us draw near with confidence to the throne of grace, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. Hebrews 4:16. Let me read that again. Therefore, let us draw near with confidence to the throne of grace, so that we may receive mercy and find grace to help in time of need. It's interesting, the phrase "in time of need" caught my attention. God's grace doesn't arrive ahead of schedule, nor is it paid ahead on credit. And this might be hard for us humans because just like those paper products I was talking about, we want like grace in big, big, big heaps ahead to last for many, many, many days or seasons or weeks. But God's grace here in Hebrew tells us it's to help us in the time of need, in the moment. And this always comes back to, again, trusting God to provide and also trusting that God understands the suffering that comes along with the experience of waiting and hoping and needing that perseverance. God understands it. When Paul himself, Apostle Paul, asked God, can you just like take this thorn that's in my flesh? Like, why are you allowing this to stay in me? Paul tells us in 2 Corinthians 12:9, and he said to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for power is perfected in weakness. Most gladly, therefore, I will rather boast about my weaknesses, so the power of Christ may dwell in me. Well, as somebody who has walked through the journey of healing from anxiety and panic attacks and a scene of depression that resulted from childhood trauma, I read this verse and I recognize that, you know, anxiety cannot be eliminated, but yet God will give us ways to help lower our anxiety. He gives us the, what it calls perfection in weakness. The word perfected is actual wholeness. God helps to make us whole. What does that mean? Make us whole. For me, once I look at the whole picture of my life. Previously, I always had these missing pieces and I just didn't want to think about the things that caused me pain or hurt. Those are kind of like holes in my puzzle, this picture of God's grace. I just didn't want those pieces to be put in place. Yet God, Jesus, very gently said to me through the healing journey, you know what? These areas of weakness, what you think is weakness, actually, that's where my love is greatest. So friend, where you feel suffering or pain or stress, know that God wants to calm and soothe and comfort and love you through those moments. He understands and he draws near to you. He does not turn away, but he draws near. And that throne of grace, it's not a place where we need to pray up our prayers. In fact, the throne of God is your heart. God is very close within you. We don't need to reach up. We just only need to rest into the loving arms of God, and he will give us that grace. God is right near within you. And for those moments where we don't even have words to pray, the scripture tells us that the Holy Spirit even prays for us. So he's got your back. God's got your back, and he will carry you through that storm. And he'll provide the flour and the oil one meal at a time. Well, our soul care tip comes to us. I love this verse. This word is so rich. It's just like this cascading creek. A creek as they start to fill up in winter as the rain starts to fall. You know, it kind of gains strength and power as it continues to fall downstream, doesn't it? Well, each time we are undergoing a trial or difficulty, God's love just grows stronger and stronger to carry you through, and it does not diminish. His grace grows as our difficulties deepen. In Zephaniah 3:17, it says, "The Lord is in your midst. He will take great delight in you. He quiets you with his love." And a different translation says that he renews you with his love. Now, quietness and renewal is actually the soul care tip for the day that's inspired by this scripture, that God renews us as he quiets us. So I'm curious, what part of your day is quiet? What part of your day is filled with noise? And noise could be internal noise, noise of people problems, emails, TV, even podcasts. But I hope that this podcast is not noise for you. It is soothing water for your soul. But the news, right? Is there quietness in your day? Well, what's very interesting is that quietness is actually two kinds. There's outer quietness, where we unplug digitally or turn off those noises externally. There's also inner quietness. And inner quietness could be journaling, writing, like I talked about, inviting you to come to the writer's conference that is offered free for you. Or it could be taking a walk. That's also inner quietness. Doing something creative with your hands. All these things develop inner quietness so that even when the world might be noisy, you have spent time with inner quietness. And I know that this has been such a powerful practice in my own life as I deal with stress, that I have time, whether it's once a day or once during the week or even on the weekends, make that time where you're enjoying inner quietness. Studies show that where there is noise, even low-grade noise, but it's continual, it causes stress and puts your body into a fight-flight anxious state. And that's when you get your body responding in stress. And that can lead to overthinking and over-worrying. When your body is stressed and your nervous system is stressed, it causes things like overthinking, over-rumination. So the way to calm your body down is to take time for those quiet pockets. And all it takes is just 10 to 20 minutes. So it doesn't even have to be a long time. But it gives your mind that break. Let's pray. Dear God, we come to you because when we're feeling our weakness, we need your love. We need to feel and to hear your reassuring words that you love us. You will not leave us. And you are faithful to take care of us because we don't know how. Lord, I pray that you illuminate our minds and our hearts with ideas, a spark of inspiration for something simple and quiet we can enjoy with you, because you put that on our hearts. thank you for the listener. I pray that you quiet her with your love. Return the calm and peace to her this very moment. You will provide for her one moment at a time, and your grace will be abundant and rich in her life this day. Be with her in Jesus' name. Amen. Well, thank you for joining me. Remember to go to thebonniegray.com so you can sign up for that link. Just click on that link. You'll get free access to the Flourish Writers Conference, where I will help empower you to get over writer's block. Because if somebody like me that struggles with anxiety and panic attacks, I've written 4 books. One is going to be coming out in April. Sweet Like Jasmine, Whispers of Rest, and Finding Spiritual White Space. I know that you can write too. I'll give you the tips and the secrets to that. Join me at thebonniegray.com/subscribe so you can get the devotional that I send out with the tips to the scientific articles. And follow me on Instagram and Facebook at thebonniegray. Go to thebonniegray.com/subscribe. Okay, I will see you next time. Invite your friends to listen. Put a rating for review. Thank you so much. Remember, you're loved, you're cherished. Just rest.
Breathe, the Stress Less podcast, is a production of Life Audio and Salem Media. If you liked what you heard today, please take a second to rate and review this podcast in your favorite podcast app so that more listeners like you can find the show. For more faith-filled, inspirational podcasts, visit us at lifeaudio.com.
Miracles are everywhere.
Let our adventure begin!
Discover PureFlix, your premium streaming service where faith and family values come home.
Ready to have some fun?
The most exclusive selection of quality, wholesome movies and series that will uplift your spirit.
A man can argue whether God exists, but when he looks at his daughters, he knows.
With new arrivals every week.
Unbelievable.
Save big and enjoy the possibilities, like invitations to exclusive theatrical screenings.
I see it, so I believe it.
Find out more by joining today at PureFlix.com.
What do you do when the world around you is falling apart? It's amazing to me how many people are breathing air. They're going about their business and doing the things you're supposed to do. But if you really ask them, they know that on the inside, they are spiritually and emotionally and relationally dead. If we're not careful, all of us can experience that death. When what we need to do, even as the world around us is falling apart, we need to learn how to march when it would be easier to stay where we are and die. Join me each week on the March or Die Show as we discuss that and so much more.
Scripture and brain science agree. Meditating on God's Word transforms us and reduces stress in our lives. I'm Jody Nisnik, host of So Much More, Creating Space for God, a scripture meditation podcast. And each week I give you space to hear God's Word, listen to the Spirit, and pray about what's on your heart. And then we have a thoughtful conversation with guests to help us go deeper. Listen and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.